You may think young, risk-taking 20-somethings hitting the backcountry are the most likely victims of an avalanche, but a new study shows that's increasingly not true. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
There have been nearly 1,100 avalanche-related deaths in the U.S. since 1950, but in the last three decades, the age of those who died has increased. Eric Peitsch is a U.S. Geological Survey scientist who led this study.
Always thought about sort of this notion that, you know, it's the the young and dumb, you know, folks that are out there that are dying in avalanches. However, what we found in this work is that the age groups that are actually increasing are the ages of 30 to 39 and even 40 to 49.
He says it's impossible to say why older people are increasingly at risk, but it could be a number of reasons. Perhaps more people in that age group are hitting the slopes, or older folks with work and family responsibilities are making the most of their time off and engaging in risky behavior to do it. But he says there is good news in all of this. The actual number of deaths each year is held steady, even as more people head to the backcountry. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.